This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel on Friday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more on his visit.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin assured leaders in Israel that the U.S. has their back. At a joint news conference with his Israeli counterpart, Secretary of Defense Austin says Hamas attacked Israel at a time of global challenge as the war in Ukraine blazes on.
And we remain fully able to project power and uphold our commitments and direct resources to multiple theaters. So we will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. The United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
VOA correspondent Celia Mendoza is in Jerusalem, Israel tonight, posting a video to Instagram describing the change to the tourist areas since the Hamas attack.
Behind me are members of the local police, but not that many people walking the streets. And this is rare for a town like this one that is known for tourism, especially religious tourism.
Mendoza learned many foreign nationals were in Jerusalem when the attack happened and that some had evacuated.
We were able to confirm the governments like Colombia and Mexico were able to evacuate some of their nationals who were here trying to visit the old city when the attack happened.
VOA Celia Mendoza reporting from Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed in a nationally televised address to destroy Hamas as the army prepares for an expected ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza Friday after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. Hamas dismissed the evacuation order as a ploy and called on people to stay in their homes. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website.